This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A strong earthquake struck central California today in the town of Parkfield. There were no immediate reports of injuries or major damage from the quake or its aftershocks. But this 6.0 magnitude quake was a source of great excitement for scientists. They've been expecting it for many years, and they were lying in wait with all sorts of scientific gear. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The San Andreas Fault had ruptured six times since 1857 near the town of Parkfield. Scientists forecast another earthquake for 1988, plus or minus, but the fault has been stubbornly stuck until today. Scientists were ready to catch this moment. Mark Zoback from Stanford University says he was on the phone with a graduate student who was in Parkfield tending to some gear.
She was quite enthusiastic, saying it was her first earthquake. And then as the shaking intensified, there was, a little bit of apprehension in her voice. When would it stop and how severe would it be? And in fact, it was quite an earthquake.
It lasted about 15 seconds, and given the size of the quake, the earth probably slipped sideways by about 1 foot. Zoback started driving south toward Parkfield as soon as he could. Susan Schwartz at the University of California, Santa Cruz, says she was sitting at her desk preparing a lecture about earthquake hazards when she felt the jolt. Her mind immediately went to the potential scientific payoff from the event.
What makes it very exciting is that it was anticipated, expected, and there's a very large amount of instrumentation in Parkfield because of expecting a magnitude 6 to record all kinds of potential changes and ground motion. It's the most instrumented fault segment probably in the world.
The ground did not move, however, for one of the most dedicated Parkfield researchers. Bill Ellsworth has been studying Parkfield since the 1970s for the U.S. Geological Survey in California.
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri right now. The National Earthquake Conference is underway, and it's brought together scientists, engineers, and emergency planners from all across the country. We were just sitting down to lunch when the word came in the earthquake had occurred.
They all ran off to check websites and make phone calls, but Ellsworth admits it's not the same as being able to rush to the epicenter. Even so, all the automated instruments were in place to gather clues about the big questions.
Some of the big questions are how do earthquakes begin and why do little ones become big ones?
Earthquake scientists could get some pretty big clues about those questions as a result of this quake. Alas, one of the most ambitious scientific projects at Parkfield was not complete. Ellsworth and Mark Zoback were actually in the process of drilling a deep hole that was going to go into the fault zone.
To be honest, I think I would have preferred the earthquake about a year from now, but this earthquake is going to produce a wealth of data.
And not to worry, there will always be more earthquakes at Parkfield. Someday. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.